I'm able to open the line and allow people to speak to me and ask me certain questions, and I enjoy those questions. They're important questions coming from men and women that is very, very powerful in their upbringing and, more important, in their life in general. They have great understanding in the religion of Islam, and most of us come from Christianity. And because we come from Christianity, it allows us to understand revelation. Revelation is very important. It's so important that Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and the student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and he said very clearly, I said, Brother Imam, you always say you are in paradise. He said, yes, I'm in paradise. I said, will you be so kind to tell me what do you mean by that, that you are in paradise? He said, when you read all, I repeat, all revelations, you are in paradise. And I had to grow to grasp that understanding because he said it. It was like dots dingling in my head, but I couldn't connect it. I could not connect it because he's one that when he says something, he makes you go back. He makes you go back and read for yourself, and you'll come across it. If you're reading the Quran every day or every other day or once a week or once a month, or only on the month of Ramadan, whenever you read the Holy Quran, you're not going to get everything at one time. You got to keep reading. You got to be consistent. You got to be repetitious. You got to be able to give all that you can give in your ability to want to learn. And matter of fact, it will come to you. These answers will come to you. So it came to me what he meant by that. Because when you study Revelation, brothers and sisters, you got to understand that nothing that refers to God, that God has approved, is physical. I got it. Because Revelation came before the Quran. Revelation came for Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. Revelation was here from the beginning. Allah created Revelation. So the Jews are the first one to come into religion. But their whole book is not taboo. Your understanding might be taboo, but the way they write scripture, sometimes you can't grasp the understanding because they'll use more physical. But the only reason Allah put a stop to the Jews in involving, because they kept it to themselves. They had the right idea and they had the words of God in their understanding as a human being. He permitted it. So he never came to change the Torah, and he never sent anyone to change the Bible. The only thing God changed in those books, if you refer to him himself, then he offered it. All that other rhetoric don't mean anything to Allah. So it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that we can't grasp the understanding that these books have a lot of validity to it. But if you use it physical, you won't get it. But if you grasp your mind with the understanding of the Bible in the Torah, you will get it. But Imam says, when you learn all the revelation, you're in paradise while you live. Well, I feel like I'm in paradise because I study that book and I understand what it all means. Now, don't misconstrue. Am I a master of the Bible? Well, you may have stayed in there too long because Satan loves to sit there. So you hit it and quit it. But there's a lot of things that are said in the Holy Quran that complement the Bible because it's the way they say it and the way Allah says it. Allah makes it clear, clean. easy. You can be one that's illiterate, and you can hear the words, and you will get the understanding. Why? That's our Lord. This book is without any doubt. And Muhammad, the prophet, peace upon him, didn't write the book. He couldn't. He was illiterate. Not illiterate, illiterate. The letters of Scripture he could not read. Now, he probably can read anything in his language, but he can't read the Scripture. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he's illiterate. So he could not take credit for the words in the Quran. He only spoke the words that was given to him by the angel Jibril, directly from God. And so he put that for 23 years, he represented the words in the Holy Quran. That changed everything. That made every book that was ever written to now be able to understand the real meaning of what God wants from us. Now, the Jews knew that. But the Jews kept it for themselves. So Allah had to replace it. By what? Sending Jesus. That's why most of them don't like Jesus. Because Jesus stopped them from multiplying. He didn't hurt them. He didn't take them down. He didn't kill them. He just had to stop it. However, those Jews that is very highly intelligent and educated decided to create Christianity. When they created Christianity, they was doing good in the Old Testament. So all of a sudden, here comes that New Testament. And that diabolical mind allowed them to alter it to fit them only. It's not accepted. But, Lala, y'all read the New Testament. So it's in the Old Testament. When you say Christians, they say la ilaha illallah. But do they say Muhammad Rasulullah? No, they do not. Why? They didn't know him. So they couldn't have said. Because he wasn't here. So if the prophet Jesus, was he there before Christianity? Yes. He had a job to do. He came to work for, the Bible says, to do the job of his father. No, I'll do the job of the Lord, but it's okay. You know what you mean. And he did his job. And Allah removed him. His job is complete. And these are the things you should understand. You say, well, why do Allah move them after they fulfill what Allah ordered them to do? Because it's a temporary world, brothers and sisters. We fall in love with this world. No, the hereafter. It's so beautiful. You wish you could go there right now. But he said, no, you got to struggle first. To earn your way into the hereafter, you must struggle. You must go through trial and error, like everybody else. So let's see what God says. God says, I have tried those before you. Wow, that's so true. Who are you? Not to be tried. So he's going to try us all the way to our grave. Now you may say, why would God continue to try us all the way to our grave? The Honorable Muhammad used to say, check your brother out when you go into that temple. Well, he's following you. He loves you. We're talking about the Honorable Muhammad. But he said he might turn devil overnight. Wow. So you got a right to turn devil before you leave here. And you got a right to be a devil and repent. And you got time to go, we all commit sins, but you have time to beg for your sins because you are alive. If you deceive it, that's it. It's over. Your portfolio is closed. It's going to be read in the final day of judgment. So you want to clean that record. I know I do. And so I remember Jabbar Muhammad, everybody knows Herbert Muhammad, the manager of Muhammad Ali, one of the sons of the Honorable Muhammad, the brother of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. He was very successful, very wealthy, taught me a lot. And how you can sit with him or watch him make deals. That's why I learned. While Ali got paid so much money. But he had a triple heart pass. And I've got him. I don't know what made me call him, but he was laying in the bed, just come out of the surgery, woke up. I said, Jabba, how you feel? He said, I feel good. Now, you know how fast thought travel, 25,000 miles per second. I'm saying to myself, how you feel good? You just come out of triple pass operation on your heart. He said, am I alive? I'm talking to you. He said, I got more time to beg Allah to forgive me. I said, wow, that is so true. That we are alive because we want to clean up what we did yesterday. We evolve. You know what evolve means, brothers and sisters? Just use Malcolm. Malcolm was a pimp. Malcolm did drugs. Malcolm sold numbers, drugs, and had prostitutes on the block, including white women. That's why he went to jail for 11 years. You get caught pimping a black woman, you might go to jail for 6 months or a year. For a white woman, he went to jail. But in jail, he studied under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Did he evolve? Oh, my God, did he not evolve? That Malcolm we were talking about was in the gutter. That Malcolm was in his flesh, his animal nature, evolved from that area. Isn't that amazing? And look what he has done. To this day, his name is all over there. I'm Malcolm this. In Africa, all the children said that. So that's what evolving means. That if, in fact, you chose to not take on Satan's way, you can evolve. That's what you created to do. But you're also created to make a mistake, so you understand that you don't want to make that mistake anymore. A lot of us repeat the mistake, but a lot of us don't beg for forgiveness. But what makes me different from you? Only thing makes me different from you, I sin just like you sin, maybe not your sin. I got my own sin. Everybody has to stand on their own 2 feet. But I go to God and beg him for forgiveness. That's the difference from those who will not go to God. But you can't go to him lying. You can't say I smoke reefer and know you do drugs. You got to tell the truth. But what man wants you to do is make confession. As if the man is going to help you. You'd be surprised that priest says, yes, son, child, continue. Yes, Lord, I did serve him continually. He's a freaking deacon. He knows you now. This ain't got nothing to do with God. So you are confessing to another man that's so close to God that he's going to kill you. No, it don't. You know who's closer than he is and he can touch you. But can he touch your juggling vein? Allah is closer to you than your own juggling vein, so what in the hell are you doing telling someone else? They can't help you. You have to go to your Lord, and you don't have to holler. You don't have to scream. All you have to do is create a thought of asking for forgiveness, and he knows your thoughts before you even are conscious of what you were thinking about. That's Allah. The most merciful, the beneficent, the Lord of all the world. This is why we in Islam use the word Allah. Most of the people think that's another God. No, way back then that the Christians said Allah. The Jews say Allah. Oh, they hear other names, but they know there's only one God. there's a lot of gods around because Allah says he is the God. So that's what we call the God. That's all it means. You don't separate God from your God, my God. I don't care what you think. You want to worship the sun? Well, God created it. So you worship what he created. You worship the sun. You worship the moon. You worship the stars. That's what Abraham did because he was searching for them. But they all set. And God does not set. He's operating as I speak. Oh, there's no timing with God. And for some reason, we think that man's time is what's going on in the world today. Allah don't need his time. Allah has his own time. And his time is much different than the time we was taught by the clock. God has his own time. It's in our Quran. It's in the Quran. For the token of time, that man is at law. So if you understand that man's at law is trying to keep up with man's clock, what about God's time? Do you not know that the earth listens to Allah? So who wants to destroy the earth? It's all talk. Allah permits them to do whatever they choose to do. But he controls his earth, and his earth listens to him. Oh. And this is what we have to comprehend, that we are able to be powerful. You just should look at Black Lives Matter. That's all over the world. No one individual did that. One individual was the sacrificed lamb. Allah, from Allah, sends him right to paradise. So he lives better in paradise than here. But he left something behind that woke up the entire world. The entire world knows, my God, how did those black men and women make it in America? Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. So before I start the question, just keep in mind, just in California alone, just in California, brothers and sisters, 66,000 people died. 6,000 with this COVID-19. That's a low number. But if you put all the numbers together, but you ever ask them, can you tell me how many of them was black? They won't tell you that. Because it was shock and amaze you. That is designed to kill that black man and woman. Something about them, they multiply. And they multiply and they multiply and they multiply. And before you know it, we white folks will be washed on earth. And so they believe it. And because of communication, you find out that a lot of us are dying. But Allah says, this is the day of Islam and Deen, day of religion. Everything is going to come to the forefront. Whatever's in the dark will come to the light. And so I say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And I salute Prophet Muhammad with the excellent salute given to mankind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet and his sinners and his companion. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. You say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rabbil Alameen. Wa sa'asa wa shu'an wa sa'asa wa li-kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salakallah ad-Din. I'm going to open it up, and I want you to understand that I have a great love for Minister Farrakhan. And one thing about Minister Farrakhan, when he speaks, He brings you the history of what's going on, not just here in America, but America has done around the world. He has actual facts. He got a team of researchers. I mean, these men and women are powerful. And they give it to you the way you ought to understand it. That's communication. And so July the 4th at 11 a.m. on NOI.org, you will hear him speak. You know, I used to listen to Dr. King. I loved that man, the way he spoke. And I love things he said, and I was following Naam Lal Muhammad. Did I put him over top of Naam Lal Muhammad? No, I didn't. Did I put Ms. Farrakhan over top of Imam Wallace Muhammad? No, I didn't. But we got to understand that Allah blesses who he pleases, when he pleases, and some of us got gifts, and we don't recognize the gift, and we don't care about the gift because why? We're not in control. We're not a part of it. Hell, you got your degree by a man that had a gift. Most of y'all, 90% of y'all got your social degree by white folks. And you got your bachelor degree by white folks. How about your master degree, your PhD? It came from white folks. Now, you going to knock them because they gave you an education? Well, hell, they had been slavery for 400 years. It doesn't matter. It's the day. It's the day that you want to learn. So when a man has a gift, you should give credit where credit is due. Now, everybody know I'm a student of Imam Wallace Adeem Muhammad, but he told me, Minister Farrakhan call you, you come running with open arms. But do not push up on him. What do you mean by that? You don't disturb nobody, no big eyes, little youths. So when a man can fly that jet and take us across the globe, I'm getting on that plane. So I can't fly it, nor can you. So we have to understand, we have to see the gifts that God has given us. Someone needs to be able to put all this together that looks like us. We feel comfortable with the laws of Allah has given to us. So I'm going to open it up.
I want to talk to a young lady
that, you know, I tell everybody about her. And she would set the stage because her father and I was very, very close. I could write a book of the things that he had asked me to do, and it came to fruition of success economically. Buy this building. Get these trucks.
This way.
Let's remodel this. Let's do that. He's my partner. I call him partner. I had three in the restaurant business.
And
they call him Robert 7, X, and James 24. And those men, much older than I, both of them had many children, and I only had one,
straight,
but that's why I was around, because they had to work. You around people that got to work, you're going to work too. And so they knew how to create, and so I was proud to be a part of them. Both of them were deceased. May Allah be pleased to run brand of paradise, separate their faults from their goodness, I'll separate the east from west.
And
make sure
they
can make it to paradise, Timba. Shalima.
Stay home.
Salaam alaikum. How are you doing? So gorgeous, lovely, human being, Muslim woman you are. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to get upset because all you women out there, and you'll set me viral three times. That's over a million people each time when you go viral. If you're a woman, you're Muslim. And nobody tell you this is something different. A Muslim is one who submits to the will of God. I don't care what religion you're in. I don't care where you come from, you're rich or poor, or you're struggling, you're a Muslim. That's why I call her a beautiful specimen of a Muslim. What's your two questions, my dear?
Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh my gosh,
your listening audience, I have one question today.
Yeah, you could go there.
And it is relative to your opening statement. Recent articles in the New York Times and the New York Post recently featured specific article regarding the finding
the light
of the bounty placed on U.S. military by the Russians. Specifically, the U.S. Marines killed in Afghanistan in 2019. Military families are now probing for investigation. Evidence is being investigated on the awareness of the president and U.S. intel of this knowledge prior to the bombing of the Marines. We may have treason here often. Quran is referred to as an extension of revelation. The U.S. is being revealed, if you would expand on this.
You know, this is why I open it up for questions, because it's very, very enlightening to me, and I am very ecstatic that you're reading this. I have a wife and she lived all of this. She can run it from her head without looking in the book and tell you everything you're talking about. So I don't take time to study things of that nature, but I do will critique it and bring out what will help us. How do we see what's around us? That's the difference. I'm a speed reader. It would take the average educator to read them. It might take them 3 weeks. I can come through that book in 1 week because all the rhetoric go out of my head. I go just to where I want. And then when I talk about the book, they say, man, I didn't know you read that book. It's a gift. I assume my comprehension is amazing. But let me tell you something. All of these diseases is on our soil, on the military, because that's where they got one or two of the flying saucers, how they learned this technology that came over here. You don't believe in the flying saucers, let me tell you something. My brother, he might be on the line. My sister and I and my whole family, we lived on the 8th floor. But I was downstairs, and a flying saucer came over and stood still. It was like a wheel within a wheel. And all of us on the fence said, wow, my mother was looking out the window. I didn't know. My sister was looking out the window. And we said, what is that? And in a matter of 3 seconds, was in the next building. We ran that way, and it stopped again. Then it ran back to our building, and we went back to our building. And it had lights all the way around. And we said, what is that? And it looked like we can stand on each other's shoulder or go up on the roof and touch it. That's how close it was, the way the naked eye is. We think the stars are real close. But it went away in seconds. Boom. So I never said nothing about it. Until you find out on TV that there are men that came in the same
part
and saw the same thing and was picked up. And every time you hear they got a group of people, oh, that's a lot, that's a lot of your imagination. No, it isn't. But the reason we don't fear it, because Allah says, I'm the Lord of all the world. Just like they came to study us humans, they're not no human beings, but they're from a foreign country. So the captains be flying that jet. You know how fast those jets be going in the air. And this machine will step in front of them. It looked like they're going to hear them, and they leave. So today, our planes can rise up in the, from the ground, just like those flying saucers. And can shoot. That's the technology. That's on the Army base. That's on the Navy base. That's on the Marines base. You cannot go in there. Tell you what they look like. Where do you think they got it from? So we see these things. Now, don't misconstrue. We're following Allah, like Muhammad. We was waiting for the mothership. That's another story. But the point I'm saying to you, yes, they've been plotting and planning to be able to control the human being, especially this black man. Something about us we have against. And that's a normal story. And so what you're reading, it's the truth. Bill Gates, or Clinton, Hillary, all of them been doing what they you see now happening around the world. If you went go in China and see what they doing to and brothers, don't go to Israel, which they will not talk about. They are starving the people like they starved those men and women in Mississippi. They didn't kill them. They wouldn't feed them. They don't feed those brothers in Israel. So these are the things that's happening. But it should
Abdullah Mohammed.
They should wake us up. They should wake us up and say, they claim. Well, we don't know their plans, but we now begin because, you know what Ibn Muhammad said, the jinn, Iblis, has no more shame. He's just coming out. And you can see it now for yourself. What you read about, you can see it. And I'm going to leave you with this. The Honorable Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, in the Grand Paradise. He said, if you knew their social life, you will run them from amongst you. So far down. Not all of them. Now. Don't get me wrong. You don't send everybody to hell. It's a few of them that believe that you and I should not live. And the only reason why you can kill an individual like they do, there's nobody behind you. There's no repercussions. Every spineless individual will attack you if he knows there's no repercussion. Any bully will jump on you because he knows he's going to beat you. A bully don't want to fight. He ain't going to jump on no tough guy. He ain't going to jump on nobody to fight back. But the African American has no ability to fight. Isn't that amazing? We don't have no weapons. We don't know nothing about carrying bombs and blowing up. Do you know, my sister, go back to and I just can't, the angel said, give her this one. Go back to Black Wall Street. On one more assumption and a lie that she was raped by a black boy, which is a lie. You mean to tell me the punishment was to burn down the whole city? They've been doing that for years. So when you see these stores burning down, that is the diabolical mind makes you, everyone to think that the black man is burning it down. The black man don't have torches. They don't have bombs. They are set to use this opportunity to tear up your home, just like they did back then, to destroy everything you got. And they come in here with these bottles that has fire in it. Now, any black man would have tried to do that. He would have burnt himself up before he threw it. They was experts. They was trained to do that. Their job is to destroy us. So that's why that Wendy's went down. Don't you ever think a black man or black woman had a match and burned Wendy's down. That don't burn down with no paper or no match. This is all designed, but they won't tell you that. Because they think it benefits them. Power B says, hey, send them back. Send them back to slavery initially. But I reiterate, they plot and plan, Allah plan. Allah is best at planning. So we take Muhammad the prophet. He was outnumbered. My God, was he outnumbered. Was he fearful? Yes. Was the men fearful? Yes. They said to the prophet, what do we do? And the angel came and said, I am near. Tell them. Allah said, he's near. Fight God's name. And them men won the battle. That war was over. And the reason they submitted, they said, my God, you must believe in that one God. I bear witness that God is one. Because they knew it had to be God. So that's how we have to see life, inshallah. And I accept you only asked me one question. But that was a beautiful question. That could be my whole hour of teaching on what you just brought to my attention. And a brother, you just came in, and that's what I'm going to do. Abdullah, you're all over the country. You're over here, you're over there, you're on this plane, you're down there. And you call in, and I never really get you, but I hear your voice. So, Abdullah.
I'm here. Assalamu alaikum.
Praise God.
Good evening, everyone.
I love you, man.
I love you more. I love you more, man.
You took one of our old soldiers, came in 64, the sister that's speaking, her mother will tell you, her father will tell you, Rasul was a legend. Rasul was on that roster when I came in 63 teaching with Minister James. He was carrying the flag of the FOI in 1954. He came into the nation, and he was the head of Sister Clara in Jersey City, and he was my man. I hired him, and all the time, everywhere I went, Rasul went with me. And now he's ill. May Allah be pleased with him and lift his burden. And you went in there and took his grass, and took his backyard, and took his debt. And made it like it was brand new. He ain't asked you to do it. You ain't asked for one nickel. So for that, man, I love you.
I love you more. But listen, Marat, here's the thing. Under the teachings and guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that's what we was taught to do. And if we were to continue doing that from them days up until now, we wouldn't have so many issues. But most of us didn't. So it is what it is. But everybody got to just step up to the plate, man, and try to help out. Now, with all the monuments of historical Caucasians that's being taken down because of their racial views, the sentiments, attachments, or affiliation with slavery, my question is, why do people of color who foreparents were slaves still carry the slave master name? If they want to take down the statues of Robert Lee and Jefferson and whoever, why do they still walk around in the 2020 with the slave master name? Why don't they take that off them?
You know, that's a good question, but allow me to share with you. You and I had a slave name, all of us. So that's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad named us X, because the slave name was our last name. Now, you can call anybody Billy Jack. But the slave name was Pepper and Brown and Sampson and so forth and so on. So we said there would be an X there. And one day someone will come along and give us our true name. Well, someone hit North big time because we started naming ourselves. And we gave our name these attributes. And that's what we wanted. We didn't want to carry their name. So what the Christians did, they changed a letter in the attribute, but they never named their child Billy and John and Carol and Marshall. They gave them these names that at least it looked like they was changing them, but it sure didn't sound like the old name. But you have to understand that one of the biggest families in New Jersey, in North, the Shipleys. And my mama had that name, Shipley. Now, she didn't name us Shipley because that was not my father. But that name can never die, Shipley, only because we can relate it to our grandpa, our great-grandpa. And our grandpa was on the slave plantation, but his slave master taught him math. He was a genius in math. All the Shipleys are educated. All the Shipleys talk like doctors. Because why? And he was a father, divine father, a follower. So you must, however, it's all right to put that name there, For instance, you can be Abdullah and put L there for Lawrence, but you never spell it out. You just put the L, Muhammad. And one day someone's going to ask you, what is that name? What's that L for? The same way with Imam Muhammad. For I just told him, the parents that made him D, while it was D, Muhammad. He didn't know what that D was there for. When they told him his name was Wallace, he changed it to Wallace. Dean took that D and made it a Dean Muhammad. Because why? It had a lot of meaning to it. So you're going to find a lot of people with that. More important, there's a lot of people that helped us as in power position, and they don't even know they're Muslims. Why? Because they got the slave master's name. So then that Allah wants to Allah bless us who he pleases, when he pleases. And you'll find the attorney general today that's taking over that George Floyd. And he came in, he's a Muslim. But you can't tell it by his name. And I don't think he would have made it, or they would have picked him. But he's a Muslim. And he came in as the attorney general, and he did something very profound. He charged him with murder, moved it from third to second. He gave it to the power to be his team. And he said, I'm not going to litigate it. I'm going to supervise it. I like that. Because why? He knew he had to get the people that's been there that know where all the cars lay. Because the lights are on today. The lights are on. That's why that same guy that killed George Floyd, the same guys, two officers, the reason they got a charge for accomplishment is because why? State evidence. Now, everybody knows Gotti was tough on Gotti. He had the baddest lawyer in New York. They couldn't get him. You know how they got him? They charged the lawyer as being a mob. So they took his license. So they couldn't use him no more. And then they went and got his right arm man that he, Gotti, gave his life for, the vote. And he sent that man to jail forever. They had to get rid of Gotti. He was too powerful. So they are now going to take these two that should have done something, give them a less charge, and they're going to tell the real deal so they can win this case. And in Georgia, murder is death penalty or life in prison. And that man deserves either one of them. So that's my humble opinion. What's your second question?
No, I only have one question. I'm going to do one every time I call. All right?
Thank you. I want to go to, if Mama is there from Connecticut, you can jump in right now, Mama. That I love that woman. She always follows me and she listens to me. And sometimes she comes on the air to speak to me. So, Zakiya, if you're there, so you will not say that I didn't call you. Only once, going twice, three times. Jonah Dilla, are you there? Jonah Dilla, that's my sister.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here, Marad.
This sister, brothers and sisters. You know, I have great love for her for many reasons. Her husband and I, we just love her. We fight over who's going to be with her this day or whatever day. But Joan was over top of Social Security. Whatever you needed, she's going to get for you. And to show you, and I have to say this, to show you that in El Islam, there's no colors, but this Caucasian woman called her and said, my dad needs this, my dad needs that, my dad needs this, my dad needs that. She said, okay, whatever he deserves, I'm going to get it. She got it. When she got it for her dad, She said, alhamdulillah. And Joel said, alhamdulillah, what you say? Didn't even know that this Caucasian was married to a Muslim brother. And today, I call them twins. They hard workers. I mean, she owns all these bacon shops, but she does very well. But the point I'm saying, if it wasn't for Joel's kindness and getting you what you deserve to have without playing and cutting corners. However, they told her they want her to be an investigator. She said, no, I will not investigate my people. I said, Joel, your people will suffer if you let the cook come and take from them what belongs. She said, you're right, but she never knew. They got her in court like a lawyer. She got to do all the paperwork, all the findings. She got to go there and argue with the lawyers. She never got a law degree, but she's good in what she does. And that's my sister. I love her. She, me and her, been all over this country for the Muslim Journal. What is your two questions, y'all?
Alhamdulillah, thank you, my brother, for the warm compliments, and I pray to Allah that I continue to be pleasing to him and God and humanity. I just want to say I enjoy your programming, and my brother, I'm so glad that you opened up the floor to questions, because I have a question that I would like you to provide me some insight. And the question is, today, you know, with Black Lives Matter, we are getting attention. But I still see that our black young men and young girls need support, directions, and development. And I'd like to know from you, how can we reach back and support them to uplift them, develop them, because they got the rage and the anger of this movement, but they need to know how to organize and develop themselves. So they, like how we did, as the brother said, as we did with the Nation of Islam, we did the self. We didn't know.
To start, the recording has started. Please note that your storage is almost full. Please log in and delete recordings or purchase more storage from your account.
They're going to develop themselves and take all this anger and energy and turn into something positive. How will we reach them?
Well, this is Allah. You know, in order for you to get anything done in the dark, you have to turn the lights off. For the first time in the history of us as African Americans, we were doing the best we can. We did that with Nova Drew Ali. We did that with Booker T. Washington, Du Bois, and we did that with Father Divine. And we turned the lights on, but it wasn't lit. And then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came, was unbelievable. Dr. King, unbelievable. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. But for the first time, it's lit around the world. And we're being seen. We're being heard. And this is the first time we can see. We can see all the things that's going on, whether it's in Syria, whether it's in Venezuela. We can see it today. The communication allows you to see it. So, yes, our children need individual, but a community that respects their intelligence. And I keep saying to my community that we are talking to the spirit and we're talking to the soul. But we neglecting the intellect, which is the most important thing, a gift that God gave to us, because we're the rulers of the earth. And if these children don't see that kind of development, they rebel. But because they got involved, because why? They seeing something. Whoa! You almost This is what my mother and father used to talk about years ago. This is Dr. King when he had to march over the bridge and they almost lost their life. For the first time, they are actually seeing what they always wanted to see. Now that the light is lit, it's able for us, like yourself, like 400,000 Islamic brothers in New Jersey. It's like much more Christians just in New Jersey. So if you put us all together, that's 4 million of us. If we will come together collectively, we wouldn't have to beg nobody for anything. We build our own schools of thought. We don't have to go to their school. Tuskegee is fighting right now because they want Tuskegee. Tuskegee is controlled by the family. T. Washington was one of the best ever because he taught entrepreneurship. And all those men and women went to Tuskegee. Tuskegee, in our lifetime, is like Harvard for them. But look what they did with the men in Tuskegee. They poisoned them. They put disease in them red pills. And they caught hell. Because why? They wanted to destroy. They tried to. But Booker T. Washington went and got Carver, Washington Carver, who knew the science of taking that ground and that earth and bringing it back to life. He was so good that when Booker T. Washington went and got him and put him in his college, he advanced around the world, re-energizing Earth. That's how bad it is, but they won't tell you about him. So I don't know our history because it's not being told in the classroom. They're not going to give them the history. Only one will give them the history is us. So I use this as an example. Take me a doctor, master's degree. Okay, a bachelor's degree. Put them in the school. Whatever they went to school for, they're going to teach them, whether it's science, math, engineering, whatever. But Joan don't have all those degrees. But put Joan in that classroom, and you're going to know what your life is all about. Any man or woman that knows the history of where we came from will upgrade their understanding of who we are. Now, history is reward of all research, but God said work from the present to the future. But how are they going to work from the present and they don't know their history or where they came from? They have no clue what you went through. They have no clue what they did to us in 1930. All men had to go to jail because they wouldn't go in that war. These things are not being told. They don't know nothing about our ingenuity ability, our engineer, and what we built, all these major conglomerate buildings that we built. And then they came and took them for us and then put us in the back. This is a necessity, and that's why you were able to operate, because look what you went through following Amr Elijah Muhammad. Look what I went through. Look what millions of us went through. But the difference is, we know who we are, and we love self and kind. I'm just sorry. I'm not a racist, but I'm going to my brother first. And if he don't have it, then I got to go to the next door. Why? Because I need that bread. Now, he's out of bread, so I got to go next door. But if my brother got bread, why I'm doing next door? If my brother got clothes for me, what I'm doing is Macy's. And man, this is what happened to us. So I'm going to leave you with this. Hopefully it will bring it to fruition. The great baseball players, that man went to them celebrating the Black Baseball League, and he tilted his hat, because that's what the black man would do after they played ball. They would tilt their hat to the crowd, full. And he said, I'll never forget that, because I started from the Black League. The Black League, we couldn't wait to come and see our boys play baseball. And they ain't played baseball like they playing baseball. They did tricks with the ball. They hit the ball. They bunted the ball. They stole bases. That's why they came and got us. Same way with football. The same way with basketball. The Globetrotters. Man, the Globetrotters are so great. is unbelievable, the way they can handle that ball. However, there's no more exist, because once they gave it to us, they took us out of our homes, took us out of our community, took us away. So you got the hip-hop, they in their own world. You got the great food, they in their own world. And now all of a sudden, the NBA is rising up. The NBA is rising up. The NFL is rising up. They are saying, whoa, wait a minute. Black lives do matter. Well, hell, we've been trying to tell you that. So I'm saying, just have patience. We are going to help our children because it's in us to help those children. But no one's going to call you to Harvard because you don't have a degree. No one's going to call you to any one of those Ivy League schools. But we got our own school. So guess what? Joan's going to teach this week. And them sisters and those brothers going to listen because they see their own. They see their own. I'm going to tell you all right now, I was told that white folks were the devil, but my grandma, I believe they were. And in that classroom, they couldn't teach me. Why? Because I didn't see my mama. So I brought home F. All my siblings had A's. I said, you ain't teaching me. Mama said she was going to give me a set of drums. I got on the honor roll. So I wasn't illiterate. I just rebelled. But when I got to the eighth grade, that teacher said, yo, man, why are you a handsome man walking around with an evil face? Cause I didn't like her. I heard things about her. I didn't like her. So she became my second mother for the first time in my life. I seen her mama outside my home. And that's who turned me around with education. Don't tell me that you bring me someone that don't look like me. You bring me somebody that went through the hell I went through is now teaching me. What do you want me to do, Miss Johnson? From the eighth grade, I saw. I went to that library. I sat in school. I didn't have money to pay. I was a drop-in to learn all types of technology and all types of education, how to speak the language of the lawyers, because I didn't have money. But I use it to be successful in the world. So I say, like I said, Sister Salima.
Yes, it's hopeful.
God's plan. God's the best of plan. And we are here for a reason. You are here to teach our baby.
They don't sell the butter I use anymore.
What's your second question?
Brother Marat, I absolutely agree that funding the police officer and putting the money in social services, as they employ us to go out and deal with the social problems and deal with our children, we will do a job that give us the resources to do it with. And I do think that we have to start going back to creating some of these things on ourselves. And if you said, if my brother got bread, why am I going to get bread somewhere else? So the dollar can circulate in our community like it can, so we can all grow. So I think, you know, you're correct that we've got to stay steady and let Allah get us through this. So I definitely agree with that. My second question is that, you know, in the past you have interfaced with the Muslim Journal, and you know I am one of the persons that interface with the Muslim Journal to help do a time to be grateful. But Aisha is the editor, and the Muslim Journal is the oldest paper in the world. How can we as individuals, not you or me, but we as individuals, help the Muslim Journal grow and prosper?
Well, you know, all my life, I was taught by my Jewish brothers communication. And when I was making prayer with Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, and he heard me say, oh Allah, bless Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad, as thou did bless Abraham and the followers of Abraham. Oh Allah, make Muhammad successful. the fathers of Muhammad successful, thou didst make Abraham and the fathers of Abraham. He said, Murad, do you really know what you say? And I gave him my point of view. He said, all the way back in 1400 years ago, the brothers was unintelligent. They was so unintelligent that when he won the war, he said, if you just educate one of my followers, I'll save 10 of yours. So that shows you they didn't have an education. More importantly, it was poor. I said it yesterday. Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace, upon him, said, the poor people was the ones that helped me. The poor. It wasn't rich people, it was poor people. And he said, what you need to do is leave this community and go where Allah told you to go once you read the Quran, to humanity. All of a sudden, colors went out my head. But up there with all them brothers and men and women in all walks of life that was rich taught me how to do things on a major level. So when I came back, he said, come back and get them. When I came back, it was a Muslim junior that I loved taking apart. It wasn't boxing. And I learned that Aisha is a loyal individual. We don't even realize what that woman do every day to make sure we get our newspaper. And my goal was to put the newspaper in every paper stand throughout the country. Let's say it's 1 million of them. So all they have to do is put one paper, somebody's going to go by and buy one paper. But what about the airports? We spend all that money in the airports, billions of dollars a year, and you can't put our Islamic paper for people like myself and millions of people like to read what is the Muslims talking about. And then on first class, they give you, because I travel first class, they give you paper for free, Star Ledger, the Post, the Daily News, and all of them. You get for free. So you're saying we don't buy first class tickets. I used to buy four a time. And I flew many miles, hundreds of miles, to various distances, millions of miles, out the country, in the country. So where's our paper? But there's about at least, with Imam Wallace Muhammad, 3 million strong. So if everybody took one paper, that's 3 million. But I made a deal with Brother Minister Farrakhan and said, we'll buy your paper and you buy ours. And I know what you're going to say. You sell more than we do. But we increase because you don't have them. So if our million buying the paper from your 2 million buying the paper from us, just that alone increases our communication. Well, people don't know about communication because there's only two papers that you can put your life on. The Muslim Journal and the Final Call. And those papers going to tell you what the real deal is, but you don't get it. It don't come in your home. No one knocks on your door and get it. So what we do is we neglect the paper. And I believe, Joan, I believe that it's all going to turn around. We'll not let it die. It's like saying Chris Clara Muhammad still got school, but it ain't as large as it ought to be. Well, that's going to change. Now, how is it going to change? If we wait for them to give it to us like a handout, the Honorable Muhammad used to say, why do we love the devil? That's what he called it. Even though at the end of his life, he says, don't judge the person by the color of the skin. But he had to make us feel superior because we was inferior to them. Now we became superior. But now he had to bring us back down to earth and say, whoa, wait a minute. You got to deal with a person that treats you right, just like you did with that young lady. Didn't know her color, didn't know her nationality, but you knew she was a human being on the end, and come find out she's a Caucasian. My God, y'all are like twins and how y'all take care of a lot of things collectively, and y'all don't see each other every day. So this is a sign to us that we have to be able, to all these millions of people around the world saying Black Lives Matter. If Black Lives Matter, why you don't take our paper in Venezuela because you ain't got it in Spanish? Well, one day we will. What about in Turkey? Well, you ain't talking Arabic. One day we will. What about in Russia? What about these people will take now what belongs to the African Americans to do what? To get up off your tail, stand on your own 2 feet, and create. Because when you create, the world comes and helps you. Now, Black Lives Matter will never, ever be on the level it's on today. But James Brown sung a song, and he gave it to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I'm black and I'm proud. Man, we didn't want to be called black. Well, we used to tell them, I ain't your brother. I ain't your black brother. They didn't want to be black. Today, Black Lives Matter. But the world is changing. So I see, and I pray it be in my time, my lifetime. I see that paper, both papers, is going to be unbelievable. Because why? You can read the truth. There's no fake news in these papers. It's the actual fact. And they will be larger if we chose to put up our dollar. Our $1.75. Everybody got $2 a week. But we won't help each other. We'll go get the Star Legend and see what race came in. We'll go get the Post to find out who played yesterday. We even go get the paper to read the obituary. Who's dead? But we won't get the paper to read for our children. Look what's going on in California. What's going on in Illinois? Going on in San Francisco? In Miami? We don't have that. We ain't teaching that. How are we not teaching that? So be frank with you. All those who's in leadership.
This won't fail.
That's a joke. Because we teaching them why they should buy the Muslim Journal. They grew up with the Muslim Journal. They grew up. It was Muhammad's speech. You know, turning it into the Muslim Journal so it can go into the White House. It can go to the Pope. It can go everywhere. So she can do a lot of things. She's just hanging on a shoestring. But she don't need faith. I believe, and it's always in my dua, to help Aisha and lift the burden, because if she has access to the real money, we will have a major program that will allow us to send our people around the world. Thank you for the question.
I wanted to go now.
I wanted to go to Samad. No, to there. I jumped from woman to man, man back to woman. Samad, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I sound like you.
Hey, fine, my brother. How are you?
I'm fine. I can't believe you told the story about the spaceship we saw. I haven't told nobody that story. 10 years old when it happened, 55 years ago. And two things I remember from that, being that big ship and coming so quick and leaving so quick. Another thing was Wap saying, little green men on the roof, little green men on the roof. And I lived, you know what floor we lived on, right? 8th floor. So those are the two things I remember from that incident. But I never told nobody that. Nobody saw that shit.
Your sister said the same thing before she died. May Allah be pleased on Grand Parish. She said, you know, nobody's going to believe her. I said, Joan, it's all over the network now. And then she said, they don't want to believe that. So I forgot you, the little boy. You were right there.
Yeah, I got my ex in 69. Then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's talking about the mothership. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But my question is, let me stop talking for a moment. I talked to a friend earlier. He said, hey, man, you can get a man of a few words. You get like the brother now.
We're
going to shut you up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still a man of a few words, I believe. But anyway, this is my question. Our governor, I've heard there's, I don't know if I heard it from you too, but I've heard there's 400,000 Muslims in New Jersey, but the governor said, I know he said it, I believe he said it too, I'm not sure, but anyway, if there is 400,000 Muslims in New Jersey, why we have the ID, I don't see those numbers, but when Black Matters, I don't see those numbers. And they but we got 400,000, but I never see those numbers when we have our ears.
Well, you in my head, man. I mean, you know, we talk about this all the time, and she's the type of person you got to convince her that she don't think it's right, she's going to fight me. And then she'll submit to everybody. She said, you got a point there. You got to understand. It's called a number game. If you don't hit the number, you don't win. If you don't bring the ratings, they kick you out. If you can't bring the vote, they don't even deal with you. If you cannot put a great deal of people together that's behind you, they don't even want to talk. The governor said it. He said it to me when he wanted me to help him. He said, there's 400,000 Muslims in Jersey. I said, you kidding? And they said, you got them all. I said, I have them all. I said, I don't think so. He said, nah, you powerful. Now, the reason they gave me that is because who got a exclusivity of real
politicians
on all the institutions? Don King tried to come in through
with his right turn on.
But the cops were
so good. I got exclusivity. He wanted to sue. He said that was uncalled for. You should not allow one person to control the institution. Well, I handcuffed the tough guys, and I brought millions and millions of dollars to the state. But the point I'm saying, I don't own the state. Problem is, when these brothers was in their own foreign countries, they didn't go to another part of the country to do ease. They all came together as one, as we won Umar. But when they came over here, you got to understand, most of them didn't even want to accept Islam. It was forced on them as little kids. I've heard many of them say that, that they didn't really care about being in Islam. But they came over here and found a goal, that they speak the language because they was brought up, put them in position. We put them in position because they can speak a language we can't speak because we speak English. They took Arabic away from us. We don't know the Arabic or the Quran anymore. And so we start using them, and before you know it, they own everything. They own our clothes, our supermarkets. They even took our bean pie. They got everything. How did they come in and get us? Because why? We fell in love with them. Because now, like Muhammad said, underlying subtract. So yes, there's 400,000. But we still ham chopped. Not Noah. Ham was something that the Caucasians gave to him. That was the one that ridiculed Noah because he was drunk. And so they said, the black man is cursed. So we are cursed. And they come over here and see us as being cursed. So what happens is we fall in love and we get to dress like and walk like and talk like them. And we neglect the ones that we have grown up with. So we don't even come around. You got brothers right now that won't go over there because of the way you dress. Another brother won't go over there because you wear a bow tie. Another brother won't go in that restaurant because it's crazy. But meanwhile, they all laugh at us. 400,000. Now, when 100,000 went into 100,000 went into the stadium, they gave me all that credit. I didn't put up the money. It was my idea. I didn't put up the money, but they saw 100,000 men and women. And I can't get it across their mind. They overlooked all these 200, 300, 50, 20, 30. They look at the people who brings the numbers because the numbers put them in office. So we got a voting. Everybody votes now. How many do you have before? Start off with 10, 15. Well, how many you got now? 200. 200, they laugh at us. Because why? It's 400,000. Why you can't talk to them? I thought Islam means one. Now, I say this to you. Go on and keep giving me something, you'll never go get it yourself. Even Jesus says, you want to eat? I give you a fish, you will eat for the day. So I teach you how to fish, you will eat for the rest of your life. We are forced to do for ourselves. No one's giving us anything. But we can't do it, Lamar, as individuals. We have to do it collectively. Across this country, we are 20 million. 20 million with the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims. We all love each other. 20 million. $1, 20 million. How about $100? You win the billion. It only cost you $100. But you know what we'll do? Who's going to hold the money? Here's a broke man, never had nothing, is going to ask you who's going to hold the money. But yet, they'll go to the movies. Yet, they'll buy that automobile. But yet, they'll go buy their clothes from all cars. They don't ask them who's holding the money. So they know we are sick. We are sick. Now, all of us, I'm like Mama said, real well, there's 10% that rules this country. They're the blood suckers of the poor. The 85% going on the hell, they being bamboozled.
He told everybody to stay in the hell.
Stay in hell. We know what God
knows. He knows everything. We can see it all, but we can't do a damn thing about it. But we're only 5%. So, yes, the ease is not for us. You got people saying, send in your money. What ease would you give? How do we send in money for the ease if you're not giving the ease? Now, I'm quite sure you, for all these years, you have money in the bank. But these people have lost 40,000 jobs. And you asking them for money because it's not a problem that they sick in their mind. They qualified to create anything. So when they shut it down, you just messed up. You just, that's it. You can't go nowhere. You can't see your uncle. You can't see your mother. I asked my niece, and your niece too. She said, this BS that you were going to keep me from, she said she went up in that hospital 1 o'clock in the morning and sat with her father until they did that operation. I said, where you get that from? You? That's right. You can do anything you want to do. But they say you can't come in. They say, but hey, you see what Malcolm did? Malcolm said, oh, you're not going to give me that, brother? He said, no, I'm not giving you. He said, then look out that window. Now, it wasn't no $400,000. But it's a good $100,000. He said, well, all right, well, what you want me to do? He said, I need to see him right now. So he came out, the captain, the chief, whatever he was. He said, okay, y'all, be glad, move. Them brothers didn't move. Malcolm said, they ain't not going to move for you. And all he did was point it. What did that white man say? That's too much power for one man. That's what power is. When we move all for that which is good at one time. This is simple. This ain't difficult. I don't need their money. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need 10 million. What are you going to give? Give me a dollar. Well, what is a dollar going to do with 10 million of us, fool? Give me a dollar. And then if someone can lead it better than I'll get behind that one. I want success. For who? The community. And that's my humble opinion.
Okay, the next question, Rod, is you say everything in creation is Muslim, and again, the brothers, the Muslim brothers that I'm around, they say, Samar, that guy, I don't be around him, he ain't Muslim. My mother, she's not Muslim. You know, so I tell them, I like to know what you would tell them, but I tell them, I said, listen, man, yeah, I know a Muslim is. Muslim is one who submits to the will of God. So, you know, that's Muslim, my brother. So basically my question is, Murad, is all of us Muslims or not?
Well, let me honestly tell you, there is Sheikh Uliman, Iman, that will say in a minute that their mother's not a Muslim. They'll say their father's not a Muslim. They'll say that little girl over there drinking that wine is not a Muslim. They'll say that prostitute is not a Muslim. They will say that anyone that don't like them is not a Muslim. It's so unintelligent. You cannot read this Quran and then come up with your own way. Everything in creation is a Muslim, including the Ku Klux. The reason they can't define it, because Muslim, as you say, your nature submits to the will of God. Hit that eye, and all of a sudden it will throw up. Why the black to protect the pimple? If you can't breathe, someone could come along and breathe their air in you and you alive. The nature of the human being is submit, not your externally, that big head that can make a decision. Allah, I'm not talking about that. You have a right to choose wrong, called separating heaven for permanent hell. But keep in mind, the birds and the bees are Muslim. The animals are Muslim. The trees are Muslim. The grass is Muslim. The earth is a Muslim. Everything in God's creation submits to his will. That's a Muslim. Now, you want to go out of your mind and be other than who you are. You want to be a woman? You have that right? You want to be a man? You have that right? You have a right to choose whatever you want. That's why Satan don't like us. That's too much power for him, Lord. We are the only creatures on earth cannot believe in God. The pig stays in his habitat. The snake stay in their habitat. The dog stay in their habitat. The birds and the bees, they don't get out of their habitat. They ain't trying to be like any one of the other animals. It's you, human, have a right to stoop down and be a dog and be a snake and be a rat and be a pig. Everything in creation is in us. So therefore, religion complements you. Like a woman cannot complement a man that's a boy. She can only complement a man. So if you're a little kid, it ain't going to work. If you're selfish, it ain't going to work. If you think you're going to beat on, it's not going to work. But he can't make no man. The religion can make you holy. It only compliments you if you choose to be holy. Religion only compliments you to show you the way to keep you sound. But it ain't got nothing to do with your nature. Your nature was created by God, and there was no religion that God created. So how did you operate? So I said, and I be in these meetings with 30, 40, 100 imams, I said, if y'all would teach the people what the Quran say and not what you say, we'll have everybody saying the right thing. But they came over here and changed our own way of talking. Mashallah, mashallah, we never heard that. They laughed at us. I smile, heck, I like my two alarms, I got to. It ain't for us. It's right there in the Quran for Muhammad the Prophet, prayer, speech, one. It's for the angel on the left side, so I think a lot, not to allow. And you, human being, got the greatest greeting, I saw it, but we changes it. These are the things, so we don't understand, and I'll leave you with this, we don't understand, they all had it for 400 years of slavery, being castrated, hung by the tree, deaf, dumb, and blind, three-fifths of a human being, hanging out of women from the feet, butt neck, set on fire and cut her baby out of the stomach and throw the baby down on the ground and stop the brain. This is what they did to us. So Imam said, did Allah not raise us up? Because our ancestors suffered and said, oh Lord, I would accept this abuse and this obesity, what they are doing to us. But save my offspring. And we raised up. I mean, the Amalai and Muhammad didn't teach us religion for all them fools out there saying he didn't teach me. You was a junkie. How are you going to teach you? You was a pimp. How are you going to teach you? You didn't even love your own mother. How are you going to? So he had to clean us up. He was voodoo. He cleaned us up, prepare us for what? Hajjah. He never wanted to see Muhammad, brothers of God. So he said, they all out there in the foreign world are rich with oil. Don't forget, brothers and sisters, that Allah blessed us to be rich with the spirit of the Quran. And we stopped using it. And that's why we're in the position we're in. We didn't take charge. We're the Khalifa. We're the overseer of the earth. Allah gave it to us. And guess what? He'll take it from us and give it to another group of people. And we end up being just like the Jews, just like the Christians, and just like the brothers in El-Islam. There's no such thing as a holy family. It's a royal family, but not a holy family. And no big eyes, little you. They changed Becca, didn't like the idea. The woman's name was changed that to Mecca. Didn't like that, changed it to Saudi Arabia. That's my humble opinion. Next question. We got to go to a brother. Kareem, you there, Kareem?
Kareem? Yeah, well, I'm here. I'm here.
All right, here you go.
Where's my son?
What's your question, my son?
So I got a question for a friend of mine who wanted to ask. So when they go to work, and it's time to make salat, time to make prayer, only place they can go to is a locker room. So in this locker room, other people come in, go in their locker, walk past them. So when they make prayer, they make the prayer real fast. So they wanted to know, being that they rush their prayer, is their prayer still being accepted?
Allah doesn't need our prayer. And I say that literally because it says in the Holy Quran, I need nothing from my creation. I create all for you. But Allah knows our heart. And it's called good intentions. If he went to do her prayer, if she allowed the people to know that she's praying, they'll make fun of her. They'll spoil her peace. And sometimes this is war. You can lie at war. You don't tell the enemy that, hey, I'm coming up your right side, and then you come up the right side and he kills all of us. But you say, I'm coming up your right side, and you come up the left side. So they say, well, you're sitting there. Oh, I don't feel too good. That gets them off you. Because you can say your prayers in your head. And it's a good thing to take time if you got 5 minutes, 10 minutes, because coming home trying to make up all your prayers, this is not no Islamic country, you'll never catch up. But if someone disturbs you, and you're supposed to do 2 rak'ahs, if you did the first rak'ah, you can bow out, and Allah will give you the second because you're good intentions. If you only did 2 rak'ahs, it should have been 3. You don't have to go back and do it again. But if you're in the masala, you will make your good intentions. The Muhammad prayer, peace be upon him, did that, and that's where they got it from. He made mistakes. But this religion is not difficult. You can find yourself in an area. You don't have to sit down. You can stand straight up. But don't move. Say, do the intention. You only have to do 1 intention. I don't know why the brothers do 2. Once you say Allahu Akbar, you in prayer. You don't have to do your intentions anymore, but they do. It's okay. It's not haram. It's to know the simple things that Allah makes this religion easy. So you can stand when nobody's bothering and you make prayer in your head. Allah will give it to you because that's your good intentions. That you believe you're doing the right thing. Anything good, if it don't happen, let's say you wanted to make your prayer, and the boss came in and said, come on, you got to come with me right now. You stop. And guess what? Of course, you intended to do it, Allah gave it to you. You intend to help your mother, and she passed away, Allah rewards you as you help her. This is the simple things in El-Islam, But go talk to a spooky brother. Oh, sister, you got to make your prayer all over again. Who told him that? Somebody needs to smack them when they say stuff like that. But that's why you have to be, this is why I got this communication, because I want to stop all that paganism and all that being too far to the right. You have to be balanced. You have to be balanced. Surely you don't want to be to the left, but you have to be duly proportioned. You have to understand right and understand wrong. So, no, she didn't make no mistake. And if, in fact, she didn't complete it and so on, disturb her, Allah rewards her. Go to the next prayer. That's my humble opinion. What's your next question?
I just got one more. Thank you for that.
You said...
Yeah, I just got one. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to lie. That gives me to know. Shahid, are you there, Shahid? Shahid, the producer, if you are, Shahid, okay, going once or twice. He's the producer. I always like to get him on because he's been doing a lot of things. Abdullah, salam, are you there? From New York. Going once, going twice. Warren, are you there? Warren's a diamond merchant. If you're there, cut in. Going once, going twice. Well, they saw Warren. How are you? Well, they saw. Tell me what's on your mind. What do you got?
I want to know, is it haram to salam somebody in the bathroom?
Is it, say that,
Is it haram?
Is it haram?
Salam somebody in the bathroom.
I'll go a little better than that. A brother said to me, he said, "Bro, you can't bring Allah. Now, it's not the salam. The salam only means peace. You can't bring Allah in the bathroom." I said, "You can't." He said, "No." I said, "So do you leave Allah outside?" He said, "Yes, I leave Allah outside the bathroom." I said, "Well, you be dead, because he's close to your juggling thing. Anywhere you go, you go." Totally mathematically impossible, brother, that you leave Allah out here. But let me say this to you. If you get stopped up in here, call me, and you can't call no brother. You got to call on Allah. Because you haven't been stopped up, so get stopped up here. How does that to your face and hit your head? But nobody knows you laying on that floor, but you need help. You want to call on Allah? So that's crazy to say, don't say Allah in the bathroom when I'm in the bathroom. Secondly, As-salamu alaykum only means peace. Yeah, the brother could be down and out. And you said, as-salamu alaykum. So it's okay to give him the greeting. Wherever you at, it has nothing to do with things whatsoever. It's all in our mind with this crazy stuff that we do. We say that don't bring Allah. Allah go everywhere you go. You can't leave without it. You can't breathe his air. Hold your breath, you will die. You can't drink his water. Don't let it out, you will die. You can't eat his food. You don't let it out, you won't die. Everything good, you must give back. So I smile at him and say, good greetings, give it to him. That's my humble opinion. What's your next one?
About marriage. Like, if you marry somebody that's out of Islam, is it permissible?
Once again, Abraham, Adam, Noah, Jesus, all of them, Moses, got married. You can't tell me, were they in Islam or were they not? You can't tell me, yes, they wasn't in Islam. Why? It exists. It did not exist. So let's fast forward. Telling me that Khadija was Islamic? Can't be, because there was no Islam. issues with him for years. For years. Married. Now, he got revelation that she took Shahada Tain. Why would she have to take Shahada Tain? It's already in her nature. She was put there by Allah, even though she was a widow. She was set there by Allah to be his wife. And nothing, not a leaf fall from the tree without the will of Allah. Not a leaf fall from the tree. So, yes, matter of fact, if you, she see you praying, she see you fasting when you're supposed to, and she see you reading, she see the charity that you do, she coming, brother. But Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, told his followers, go amongst the people. I wonder who they married. But he didn't teach them how to make sajda for 12 years. So were they bachelors? Were they just having sex? He said, go amongst them. Teach them your generosity. Be upright. Be kind. Be gentle with them. Then he taught them sajda. So that's female. She's a Muslim in her nature, brother. I just said that. Now, is she an elder Islam? That's your job. And that Caucasian woman that I told you about with my sister Joan, let me tell you something. She came into our dinner, and she was given $100 to the imam for building in Masjid. She said, this dinner is so beautiful, and I wear these garments because my husband is a Muslim. I'm Catholic. And I went to this school to teach these children. When I married him, it was the greatest thing I ever done. That's why I'm here to respect him. But I'm going to give you $1,000 because that's my money, not his. And I'm not sitting down to all your Islamic women going, your, and I want $11,000. Allah be my judge. That woman raised $11,000 in 10 minutes. Don't tell me, brother, that we can't marry a person that's not in Islam, but you can never say she's not a Muslim. That's my humble opinion. So I go to the next gentleman there, and this one here is like my, well, he is like my mentor because ever since I was a young boy, 10 years old, I had to be up under him. And he was the squad leader, the captain of the newspaper. And you had to be, that's the crack area, they call that, the crack team. So I was a crack team. Joseph, you there, Yusuf? Yusuf Suleiman, going once, going twice. Well, how about my brother Ali Muslim? Are you there, Ali Muslim? Okay, and I appreciate that. I did Salim, I did Abdullah, I did Saman, I did Joan Abdullah. Yusuf, Ali, Warren, I did. You have to understand, brothers and sisters, my grid comes in around 8:30. That's why I tried to get off at 8:30, but these are some wonderful questions. And so, brother sometimes gets off to go make prayer. And we thank them for tuning in. But if I say anything to for anybody out there, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. That's not my intention. I ask you to forgive me. And I said anything that's incorrect. I'm human. We say subhanAllah. But if I say anything for you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen, I'll stretch in the nature in which you was created, and stand up in your obedience to God, your taqwa. Don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I greet you from our biological father, Adam, And I greet you from our Father, don't misconstrue, our Father of the intellectual mind of all nationality, Abraham. And I greet you from Jesus, Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. And I greet you from Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. May the peace and blessings be upon him, his descendants, and his companions. When we slew him, we slew all the prophets at once. I'm your host tonight. My name is Murad Muhammad. And I give you the greetings from the Holy Quran. Assalamu alaikum. And keep in mind, tomorrow, Imam Elio Bay will be from 7 to 9, and Michelle Muhammad, pardon me, 7 to 8, and Michelle Muhammad will be from 8 to 9. And then Tuesday, Elio Bay is returning, and he does 7 to 8, and I'm sorry, Thursday. And then comes the son of the great grandson of Booker T.
Murad, it's Yusuf.
Yusuf!
I just got on, Murad. They wouldn't let me on, man. I had to call my son to get on.
Wow. Well, I'm
yeah.
I can't say no to you, man, because anytime we can sit up on the Anomalized Muhammad 27 weeks in a row from the beginning to the end, how could I say no to you, man? You broke the right, man. You broke
yeah,
the right.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, go ahead. We got
yeah.
5 minutes. Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, you said you got 5 minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes. We out of here.
Oh, okay. Well,
give me one question. Give me one. I'll take that.
Okay, one question. Okay, the question I'm going to ask you, all the prophets were sent to humanity, to their community, correct?
Yeah.
Now, Prophet Muhammad, who was he sent to?
The world.
Yeah.
Very good. Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Yes. And that's...
Hey, you taught me well, huh?
Huh?
I said, you taught me well, huh?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because a lot of people don't know that Prophet Muhammad. He was the last prophet, and he was sent to the world. Okay?
That's
so we have to study him, man. And you mentioned... And you mentioned the honor of Elijah Muhammad. Thank Allah that we came through that era first, man. He was operating on us, you know. In I used to work in the operating room, and in the operating room, you don't allow nobody to come in there. You even have a security guard at the door. Only people can come in there is the people that work in the operating room. And this is what the honor of Elijah Muhammad was doing to us. May Allah forgive him of business on us and have mercy. He was operating on us. And alhamdulillah, we are in the operating room now, and thank Allah the Almighty that He has chosen us to worship Him.
Alhamdulillah.
Follow the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. Alhamdulillah. And Murad, may Allah bless you, man. You're doing a wonderful job on this radio show, bro.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. I'm coming from such one of yourself, I take a pleasure and honor that you give me those accolades. Well,
yes.
I'm going to say that the brother, Booker T. Washington, great-grandson, he does Friday Yoma, and he does a Saturday show. And I come back on Friday just this alone, what he just said. I'm trying to build the conference call to be 1,000, where people who are not 1,000 are going to be able to answer the question, but we've tied down to one question. I'll try to answer the question within a minute or two. And we'll get a lot of people in that have ideas on their mind. I greet you, peace and love, and you for tuning in. May God be with us. Assalamu alaikum.
To stop, this session is no longer being recorded.